now, the Messengers Radio Show with Marcus and Trisha Draper.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So how'd you like that new intro?
That was a little cameo from our son, Logan. Yeah.
I've been having fun with a program we have called GarageBand, so... You know, hopefully we'll have some new intros and outros and maybe some little things in the middle. Who knows?
All right. We are coming to you today from our house. And I just wanted to read some insight that God gave me. This was back in December 27th of 2014. So we'll just get right in here and Marcus will just jump in whenever the Spirit leads him.
There you go.
So this is what he said to me, what I wrote down in my journal. You are understanding me better and the things I have said to you and through the Bible. Continue to read and listen and learn all about me. There is so much more that you will understand, but you will continue to grow every day. That's just kind of something he was talking to me personally, but it's very important to do these things, to read and understand and listen and learn, because he goes on to say, this is a discipline though. You must do these things to get results. If you overeat, you will be overweight. But you can never overeat me. That's good to know. I am the perfect amount. But you must eat from me all the time. You must let me fill you to overflowing every day. I have so much I want you to learn, but you must be willing to eat. So when he says you, he's talking about all of you.
Right. And I think, you know, at some point, you know, people got offended when Jesus told them to eat this bread because it's my flesh and to drink this wine because it's my blood. You know, you have to understand, you can't get offended at what God's saying here because he's not saying to physically eat him.
No.
He's talking about the word.
Yes.
He's talking about, and he's not talking about physically eating. He's talking about reading the word. Getting your mind filled instead of your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get
your
mind filled with your spirit and your mind and everything filled with the word, you'll be spiritually satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's right.
I don't think anybody here is really spiritually satisfied.
We can always grow.
Absolutely. That's why he's saying you can never overeat me.
Mm-hmm.
You can never overeat the word. You can never have too much of it.
Mm-hmm. Good point. He goes on to say, I have so much I want you to learn, but you must be willing to eat. You have to take the steps necessary to get my fruit from me to you. There are many ways to eat my fruit, and you are doing some of the time. You need to do them all of the time. That's a distinction there. Because we all do that. I mean, you know, there's any times that some of us will just read a verse in our Bible a day, and that's great, you know? Sometimes
right.
we need more food, and we eat more and read more, and that's fine. You know, sometimes we listen to people on TV. Like, I like to listen to Joyce Myers on TV and catch her program on TBN. I'll just throw that out there. But, you know, you have to do all of these things all of the time. It can't just be, I read a verse last Tuesday, so I know I'm filled, and that's all that has to matter. You know, you need to read, and you need to listen. Listen is a big part of this.
It's like a person that thinks just because they go to church every Sunday, or every other Sunday, or occasional Sundays, they think they're going to heaven because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that here in a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a daily thing. It's not something that you can just... You know, once and done, right? You need to continue to grow.
Like he said, it's a discipline. Something you have to do. And so, like he said, you need to do all of it all the time. That doesn't mean we're saying stay in your house, read the Bible over and over and over. Just watch TV, you know, just watch TVM TV. Just, I mean, you know, it's not to the extreme.
Right.
He's just saying, do these things. Spend time with me all day, every day. And that is so possible. And I am learning, taking steps to get there. And like you said, I don't think we'll ever be completely, fully satisfied,
yeah.
you know, over abundantly, because we'll take it step by step, but we need to do it all day long.
Right. And a lot of times people will make excuses saying, well, I don't have time. Well, do you have time to eat?
Yeah.
If you have time to eat, you can pop your Bible open right there while you're eating. You can make time for God.
Yeah. And, you know, even he's showing me, I'm talking really fast, I gotta slow down, but he's showing me that you can, anything you can do with him. While I'm at work, I will just pray. Sometimes I'll pray in the spirit, sometimes I'll just talk to God, and praying is just talking to God.
Yeah.
And you can do that anywhere you are. There is no place that you can go that you can't say, even in your mind, Lord, I love you. Thank you for this great day. There is no place where you can't do that. And so time is not an issue. It's an excuse.
Right.
So, let's see. There are many ways to eat my fruit, and you are doing some of them some of the time. Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I lost my place. You can read the Bible, listen to others, listen to me, and read other books all in the same day. That's how it is, especially here in America. We can get fed from all different sources, and we can do it all in one day. But you must do them and understand them to get any nutrition from them. So it's kind of like we were saying, you can just do something and say, oh, I go to church every week. But if you don't understand what the pastor is saying, what the Spirit is leading you, you're not going to get any nutrition out of that. And you're going to be empty. And when you get spiritually empty, a lot of times you're physically empty. You get down and you can get depressed and you just feel blah. You do. A lot of times when you just feel yucky,
yeah.
A lot of that is your spirit. You're not in tune with the Spirit of God. Anything to add there?
No, I think you got that one.
Okay.
You got that covered.
I got that covered?
Yeah.
All right. So let's go on down to, he said, learning is not just reading and going through the motions. Learning is about understanding and putting into practice.
Right.
That's a big thing. That's even in the Bible, they deal with a lot of faith is by works or faith is by deeds. I just read it today. And I'm thinking
drew blank.
But yeah. But they're saying faith without works is dead.
That's
what it is. So if you don't put these things into practice, you can read all you want. You can do all you want. You can hear all you want. But if you don't put it to practice in your life,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting it.
Right. It's kind of like reading a manual of how to put something together and then not remembering what you read and then going try to put it together.
Yeah.
So it's... Did I remember that? Is that the right thing? Wait, does this screw go here? Does this bolt go here? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good point, and there's something I could say, but I won't. About instructions. All right. So he told me, this is to me personally. He said, you must know why you are speaking words to others. And that is for everyone. You need to know why you're speaking words to others and not just doing it because you think you're getting closer to God. You need to know what you're saying, why you're saying it, and you're not saying it for your benefit.
Right.
When you tell people things, it is for their benefit. You should build people up. You should edify them. You shouldn't tear people down. And we've talked about in our other studies, we talked about the words that you speak. The first month of our episodes were about the words from your
right.
mouth. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you build people up and you can tear people down, you know, with one word.
Absolutely.
You know? And
Even that song that we had played by Hawk Nelson called Words, it talks about words can, it says, you know, words can build you up, words can tear you down. And, you know, it's true.
It's true.
You know, you could ruin somebody just by saying something negative to them.
You can quench them or kill a dream.
Right.
You know, somebody could be on a high, like, I just had this amazing experience with God, and this is just wonderful, and it changed my whole point of view. And somebody could say, oh, whatever, that was just in your mind. And you can just quench that spirit. And,
right.
Man, I would not want to have to answer for that on Judgment Day. Ooh. And we will have to answer for every word that is said out of our mouths.
Right.
But it's amazing the power that your tongue has.
Yeah.
So you need to stop and think about your words before you say them. And that is something I'm trying more and more to do. So. Then he goes on to say, you are doing the things I ask of you to change someone's life. And that is to me personally, but it's for everyone too. When you do the things he asks you to, like trying to save people, you're trying to change their life. You shouldn't be like, oh God, look at me, I'm telling someone about you. It should be, look, person, I'm telling you about God. So, it's to change someone's life. Not just their eternal residence, as some put it, you know, their eternal address and things like that. It's to give them a relationship with me. Sorry, I'm reading as I'm trying to talk and that's not working. But the whole point is to give them a relationship with God. That's all he wants.
Right.
You know, he doesn't care what you do, you know, how many times you go to church. He doesn't care. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to know you. He wants you to know him. He wants to just talk to you. He just wants to be with you. And then later on that same day, he told me, but I'm going to flip there and read it now. Tell them that they are not just getting out of hell. They are getting the bonus plan. They get to come up here and have fun. It won't be boring at all. You know, some people have this idea of heaven that they're going to go there and it's just going to be, you know, singing and praising God and la, 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 la. Oh, it's going to be such a great thing. But heaven is going to be awesome. It's going to be so cool.
It's going to be so much more than what people think, I believe.
Yes. We can't even imagine how it's going to be. But if we have fun down here, I mean, how much more do you think God wants us to have fun with him?
He told you that he created fun.
He created
fun.
The
devil didn't create that.
That's right. So, you know, it's not just about not going to hell. It's about going to heaven. It's a good thing.
And if you could just get a grasp of that, you would understand how exciting it could be.
Yes. And how exciting it is for him to have you choose to be with him and go there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just think about that sometimes when he tells me things like that. It's like, he gets really sad about the people who aren't saved, but it really grieves him when the people hear about it and reject it. And then I get, just my spirit gets kind of sad. And then he was telling me this one day, and then he was like, but for that every single person who says yes, it is so elating. It doesn't even remind me of those sad times. You know, he's like, one person saying yes is so much better than to tons of people saying no, you know?
Yeah.
That's how important we are to him. I mean, just, I can't even explain it.
I just want to encourage you out there, if you're listening to this, there's a comment section that you can leave below. I'll encourage you to leave a comment about a time when, you know, you helped lead someone to Christ. How did it make you feel?
Yeah.
Did you follow up with them? Where are they today? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that was on our hearts when we were doing street witnessing. You know, we would give them our information, And we led quite a few different people to Christ while we were out there.
Yeah.
And we would give them our information so that we could follow up with them, but not one of them contacted us. And that is what makes me so sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's great that they made a decision, but they just, the decision is just point A. You've got to have so many other points. You've got to learn. You've got to grow. You need to be discipled. You need mm-hmm. to find the church to go to that's going to help you grow. You need so many different things, and just making a decision that's so much more than that. It's, being a Christian doesn't just mean, you know, I'm going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Christian, like Trisha's saying, it's a relationship.
Yes.
You know, if you have a relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend or your husband or wife or coworkers, you know, there's something more to knowing somebody else better so that you can speak into their lives. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to speak into your life. He wants a relationship with you. And, you know, when you have those things, when you have that grasp of who you are in Christ mm-hmm. and what God wants you to do for Him, when you receive the filling of the Holy Spirit, you'll understand so much better what you need to do.
Yes.
Who you need to talk to. Let the Holy Spirit just guide you. And yeah. when you can do that and understand that, man, it's just
it's freeing. It is yeah. amazing. You think, sometimes people think the more they have to do, like go to church or read their Bible, stuff like that, it shouldn't be the more they have to do. It's the more you get to do, the closer you get
exactly.
to get to God. You know? It's an awesome thing. It's not something that just is tedious. It's when you're in that spirit, you just, there's no stopping you.
Right.
So let's just finish up here. He's talking about this. He said, how good do you feel now that we have gotten closer? That was to me talking about God and I. And he said, don't you feel better? Well, you are giving people the chance to know me intimately. And that's what is for all of us. We need to give each other and everybody else the chance to know Him intimately. Intimately. Even the ones who think they know me are sadly mistaken. The Pharisees knew the Torah inside and out, but they did not know me intimately. The Pharisees were like the priests of in the Bible that knew the first, the Torah is the first five books of the Bible. And they knew them back and forth. They had to read them. They just, their whole life was all about the Torah.
Right.
And they thought they knew it all. And then when Jesus came, they didn't see it. They didn't see what was in front of their eyes because they didn't have the relationship with God. And he goes on to say that there are people who think that way that are not the ones going to heaven. The ones who know the Bible forwards and backwards but don't know me are not going to have the relationship with me that they need to have.
Yep.
So, we're going to stop right there for the journal for today. And we have some other things that we want to come share with you. But the main point, there's so many main points from that. But we want you to have a relationship with God. We don't want it to be just a, yay, I'm not going to hell. You know, it's a, yay, I'm going to heaven. So, before we end, we usually like to have a prayer with Marcus that he can lead you into if you've never asked Christ into your heart, and if you don't know what we're talking about, and if you want to know more of what we're talking about, and come to know God more intimately and have that spiritual filling and being able to be satisfied. Never oversatisfied, because that can't happen with God, but just completely feeling good, satisfied, full of God.
Right. So if you have never received Jesus as your Savior, right now would be a great time.
Yes.
And if you would like to do that, I want to lead you in a prayer. And I want to explain a little bit about this decision, because this is one of the most important decisions that you will ever make in your life. You know, a lot of people will say, well, what's the meaning of life? You know, it's not what's the meaning of life, it's what's the meaning of life after death.
Okay.
So, but God, this is what it says in the Word. It says, God's Word promises this, that if you will confess with your mouth, that Jesus, with your mouth, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. For the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth he confesses and is made unto salvation. That's Romans 10, 9 through 10. But then also Romans 10, 13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
So by his grace, though, God has already done everything to guide, to give or provide you salvation. Your part is simply to believe and to receive.
That's right.
So if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now, I would encourage you to pray this out loud. Don't just pray it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just pray it. Pray it out loud to where you can hear your voice.
Yes. It's the power of the tongue.
Right.
It's got power. When you say it and you hear it with your ears, it goes through your head and back to your heart.
All right. So pray this out loud if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just say this. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And it's just that simple. But I want you to understand something else. The very moment that you commit your life to Jesus, the truth of his word will instantly, it comes to pass in your spirit. So now that you're born again, that means that there is a brand new you. And if you have prayed that, contact us. We want to get you some information. We want to help you grow. We want to help you not just say, hey, I made a decision to follow Christ and stay there. We don't want you to be a stagnant Christian. We want you to be dynamic.
Yes.
We want you to be like dynamite, exploding for Christ.
Yes.
Let other people know your testimony, because never underestimate your testimony, because it can and it will help other people.
Definitely.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to just so we're going to end here, and if you would like to have prayer also, just email us. You know,
yes.
Go to our site, themessengersradio.com.
You can leave a comment there,
or you can email us.
Or you can email us. So
yeah.
If you don't want to make it public, or if you don't want anything like that, then just email. There's a place to email us. And we, you know, you can stay anonymous. We won't tell everybody your name or anything like that. We just want to be able to pray for you and to enjoy the fruit that you're going to get.
Amen.
From being God's creation.
Yeah.
His new, loving, accepted one.
All right. So you guys have a great day, and we will see you next episode, or talk to you next episode.
That's right.
We'll see you someday soon. We'll be doing a YouTube channel, so.
Yeah.
Have a great day, guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Messengers Radio Program.